Well, first off, live in studio this morning is guest director from Chicago, Justin Baldwin, here on the MSU campus. He's one of the people who has actually is helping out filling vacancies in the theater and dance department. And he is here to direct one of the seminal works of the 20th century. This is a stage version of The Diary of Anne Frank, and it opens next Thursday night.
Randy, should I talk like I'm on NPR?
Why not? The rest of us do.
Okay, that sounds lovely.
You know, we'll fool around with that a little bit. But, you know, this show, and you know, the thing about Anne Frank that I always think about, that because of the fact that this 12-year-old girl was such a masterful writer, journalist, you might almost call her. God, you have to wonder what she might have been able to do had she survived World War II.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. And
it is.
It's ridiculous. What a 13 to 15-year-old girl was able to write and the thoughts she was able to put down is
well, and the insight
beyond
that she had,
extraordinary.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely beyond extraordinary. Yeah, and that's hopefully something that you walk away from thinking about, like what could have been.
You know, of course, the diary was published, but this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning stage version by Frances Goodrich and Albert Hackett, and it's been newly adapted by Wendy Kesselman. Now, what has Wendy Kesselman done to the original play?
Wendy Kesselman adapted the 1950s version. The 1950s version, to me, this is my personal opinion, was a little more historically accurate, but it was a little bit more focused on history and a little bit more focused on the group as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
What I think Wendy Kesselman has done in an absolutely beautiful way is she's created a story that's about a little girl. So what we're seeing is Anne's diary, and we're seeing a story about Anne Frank rather than seeing a story about the Holocaust as a whole. So it makes it a much... Kesselman's adapted it
so kind of personalizes
it's much more personal journey, which in the theater world, people are 1,000 times more interested in a personal journey rather than a historical sentiment.
In particular, in the venue in which you're performing it, which is the Craig Hall
Balcony Theater,
which only seats 100 or so people, maybe even less than that. It's such an intimate space and. With these people hovering in this this secret attic in Amsterdam, you're going to feel pretty claustrophobic, just like they did, I'm sure.
Yeah, my set designer Robert Little has designed an absolutely gorgeous set. It fills the space and gives us an absolutely beautiful amount of obstacles and hurdles to dance around and use. But what's so lovely about what he's done is he's opened it up so that the audience not only is sitting in their seats, but they're sitting in the annex with us. Like you're going to smell it, breathe it, feel it the whole time. He's done me a beautiful service.
Now, this was during the darkest days of the Nazi Holocaust. You have two different Jewish families living hidden in this little attic above an apartment in Amsterdam.
True story.
And you have a teenager, Anne Frank, recording her thoughts and fears and longings, but also providing a masterful summation of what these people, all of them, are going through.
Mm-hmm.
And this was over a 2-year period, so she was between about 13 and 15 years of age.
Right. Correct. Yeah, we're really focusing and honing our production in on following the story of Anne. I'm interested in telling a story about a little girl rather than telling a story about the Holocaust as a whole. I think, in my personal opinion, that's something that kind of gets numbed and dumbed down when you're in grade school or when you're in eighth grade and they teach you about the Holocaust and make you read The Diary of Anne Frank for the first time. I know when I read it in my freshman year of high school or eighth grade, I did not take it in any form or fashion.
Did not connect with it at all.
Not at all. Not one bit. Now, when I was brought in by Missouri State to direct it, I obviously reread it. And as a 31-year-old, it hits you a little bit different than when you're trying to read it when you're 15.
When you're reading it because you have to read it for an assignment.
Correct.
There's a big difference in your emotional involvement in it.
Yeah.
At that point.
No, and I think it's an absolutely vital piece of literature. And what Kesselman's done with the play is insane. It's absolutely gorgeous.
And the play, the original play, was powerful enough as it is.
Oh,
but 100%. As you say, it had a rather different emphasis.
Yep.
Well, all right. The performances in Craig Hall Balcony Theater of The Diary of Anne Frank, that is opening the 2017-2018 Missouri State University Theater and Dance season.
Woo-hoo.
Yes, indeed. And it's nice to be the opening show in the season, isn't it?
Yeah. That way I can cruise the rest of the semester and just like kick back and watch everybody else.
Right. Just do a lot of teaching, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, a little bit.
The performances are, they're actually in three different weeks. The opening week is Thursday through Saturday of next week, the 21st through the 23rd. And then you have a full week, full 5 days, Tuesday through Saturday, the 26th through the 30th of September. And then two final shows, Tuesday and Wednesday, October 3rd and 4th. Now, those are all evening shows at 7:30 p.m. You're also doing two matinees on Sundays, the 24th and October 1st, both at 2:30 p.m. And we should mention that after those Sunday matinees, there are going to be special symposia after the performances presented by the production sponsor, Ecclesia United Ministries in Higher Education.
You're absolutely correct. For anybody and everybody who's listening, symposium is a really beautiful word for awesome talkback.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're holding on Sunday afternoons after the matinees are awesome talkbacks. I'll be there. We're going to have some local scholars. I think those are in flux. I don't know 100%. My head's been in this production.
Well, yeah.
You might have it on the list right there.
Actually, I don't have. No.
Okay. We're going to have absolutely wonderful Jewish and Holocaust scholars. Beautiful people will be there to speak about The Diary of Anne Frank from historical perspective, personal perspective. And I'll be able to sit there and talk to you about my take on Anne Frank from a storyteller perspective.
Right.
It's going to be really relaxed and really awesome and an opportunity for those of you listening to come in and check out and talk to us about why we do what we do.
And that will be again on September 24th and October 1st, following the two Sunday matinees at 2:30 p.m. So this will be about 4:30 p.m.
Yep, 4:30, 4:40. We'll take like a little break after the show, let my actors take about 10 minutes, and then we'll hang out and talk.
Now, are the symposia open to anybody? I mean, you don't necessarily have to have been at the show that afternoon.
Correct.
Okay.
The symposium are completely open to the public, 100%. If you came and saw it, please come see the show. So that way that way we can talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
You're absolutely invited, 4:30. If you're at the Balcony Theater, when the doors open for the symposium, ticket or no ticket, you are absolutely welcome to come in.
Well, all right. Again, the performances begin next Thursday evening, September 21st, and the evening performances at 7:30 and those two Sunday matinees at 2:30 in the intimate space of the Balcony Theater on the second floor of Craig Hall. Tickets are $14 for adults, $12 for students and senior citizens, and they are, if you have an MSU ID, tickets are $8 in advance, and you can call the MSU ticket office at 836-7678. Or buy tickets online at MissouriStateTix.com. And you can find out, you can read up on this production and find out about the complete MSU theater and dance season at theateranddance.missouristate.edu. If we left out anything people might want to know.
Last sentiment would be that I've got a fantastic group of artists.
We haven't talked about the cast yet. Now, how old is your Anne Frank, your actress for Anne Frank?
I think Elizabeth's probably, she's, I don't know, she's probably 22, 21.
So you did not go for you didn't go for a teenager for this. You didn't cast outside the university.
No, we didn't try to. Elizabeth earned her part 100%.
Right.
She absolutely blew me away in auditions, and like she went after it, and this wasn't a moment where a director gave a part to somebody. Elizabeth showed up and took it.
She
wanted it, and it was clear she had done the work. But I'm working with a group of the most highly intelligent collegiate actors you could ever ask for in the world. my design team, from props to set to lighting design, are working in the most devoted manner. I'm trying not to curse because I'm so passionate about the work that
they
do.
Yes, don't do that.
No, I know.
Right, right.
I'm going to be good.
I'm on NPR. I'm going to be good.
Right. Be a good boy, yes.
But no, they're doing absolutely phenomenal work. I couldn't be more excited, more proud. The only thing I've left out is that I'm so excited about this show because we're not doing – Kesselman's allowed us to do a play that is not a museum piece. This Ain't Your Mama's Anne Frank. We're doing absolutely incredible stuff in the Balcony Theater, and I am so excited to get butts in the seats.
Well, you're going to have plenty of opportunities. There are lots of performances available. Let's see. One, two, three, five – six, seven, eight. You got actually 10 performances altogether between next Thursday and October 4th. 836-7678 or MissouriStateTix.com. That is Justin Baldwin, the guest director for the opening MSU Theater and Dance production of this new school year and season, The Diary of Anne Frank. All right, thanks. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. Again, that's opening up next Thursday evening.